Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Control and 603-283-6160 is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. And I just would like to let you know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Tired of the ever-inflating U.S. dollar? You can live your life on Dash with bitrefill.com, where you can buy gift cards from big retailers, including grocers, gas stations, phone refills, Amazon, and even prepaid MasterCards. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org. And with you in the studio tonight, well, there are only two of us in the studio tonight. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
And nobody.
And then
I
remotely.
I just dashed in.
Oh, yes. Thank you. And then remotely.
At Mark Edge in Florida.
So, the first thing I want to tell the audience about is that people, conspiracy theorists, are scared that the world is ending. So I figured
I wasn't scared of this at all.
Apparently, AT&T is down, and that means the world is ending.
AT&T. Didn't know.
I didn't have any issues today, and I have AT&T, so I don't really know.
It seemed to be concentrated in certain areas.
So you heard about this?
And yeah, one of the things that concerned people is that one of those areas was Texas. And Texas has been in conflict with the federal government of late. And so one of the things that the government will predictably do if and when they decide to kill a whole bunch of Americans is shut down phone service. So that's one of the reasons that people are concerned. It could be the first sign of the boogaloo, but it could also be the computer version of the Hong Kong flu.
Okay, so I was thinking people were saying more like, oh, it's a solar flare. I'm really tired of the solar flare end of the world theories.
Yeah. Actually, my favorite solar flare end of the world theory is that basically the variations in climate are driven more by by different levels of sun activity.
Yeah.
And that therefore the world is not ending.
Honestly, it's been such a nice winter this winter in New Hampshire that I really hope that global warming is real.
Oh, yeah.
By nice, you mean warm.
Yes.
By nice, I mean 30s.
Yeah, and when you think about it, I mean, sure, we would lose some land by the equator. Some beachfront property would become, you know, Sea Lab and
Mars.
And
I have some of that beachfront property that you're so cavalierly talking about.
Let's get rid of it.
But, you know, that kind of thing happens. What we get in return for that is Alaska and Siberia and all the places that you can't farm now become habitable.
Yeah, and Alaska would be awesome.
It takes away one of my favorite jokes, because I always used to say that it was a tribute to the human spirit that we'd managed to occupy not only the entire habitable surface of the globe, but also Canada.
Yeah, I saw today that the most expensive property in the world right now is a $300 million house that is literally just on the edge of like a peninsula-looking thing in Florida. But we would gain Mark Edge in New Hampshire if all of the beachfront property in Florida melted. I mean, you might. Went underwater. I guess it doesn't melt.
Well,
yeah. And the thing is, we're talking about something that might happen over the course of 300 years. So considering that the FBI might drive a tank into my house again tomorrow, I can't worry about 300 years from now. I've got bigger fish to fry.
Yep.
Yep. So I don't own a house in Florida. I don't own any houses in the United States.
Oh.
The concern I have is that anytime the IRS can just say, hey, you owe us money. I recently witnessed a trial where a man that I know very well, who did not evade taxes, was found guilty of evading taxes four times. And that I have no faith, zero faith in the United States jury system to protect me from the slings and arrows of evil tax collectors. So, no, I will not own property in the U.S. If I come back to New Hampshire, I will do it by renting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and really renting is the safest way to go, renting from somebody who's politically popular. You know, somebody who has pull with the government and, you know, might be able to keep them off, you know, for, or at least keep them from knocking his house down in the process of taking you.
That's a good point. If you are renting from some super status, then you're at least safe from the government bombing your house, most likely.
Yeah.
Unless they just say, oh, yeah, I don't care about that property. You can bomb it.
Yeah.
And then the feds get permission.
I rented from a city councilman when I first moved into Keene, and he would joke with me about how, oh, yeah, every time I come here to fix something, I go home and my wife smells like weed.
Wow.
And as long as I lived there, the police never messed with me.
I'm surprised he didn't care. I don't know. I just, like, imagine, like, a landlord being like, it smells like weed on my property. I don't know.
Yeah. He knew we were snakes when he picked us up.
Hmm.
He liked money. We had it.
That makes
sense. And, you know, we were living in like, the closest thing Keene has to offer to a ghetto, except for the place I'm living now.
Okay. So I guess he didn't care if it smelled like weed. It's not like there's some.
No, he wanted to get paid every month on time. And we provided that. And he liked us.
Nice.
You know, he said, I accidentally broke a window pane. I won't say how, because I'll take the fifth on that. But but I accidentally broke a window pane, and when he was done fixing it, I pulled a lot of money out of my pocket, and I said, how much do I owe you? And he said, I've never had a tenant do that before. I've always had to be like, you need to pay me for this. Nobody just pulls out their money and says, how much do I owe you?
I would hope that's more of the way a libertarian renter would treat, you know, their tenants, I mean, their landlord.
Yeah, I mean, in general, I think that's the case. There are obviously bad apples in every what is a bad apple spoil?
Bunch.
Oh, okay. I was thinking bushel or something, but yeah, it's bunch.
Yep.
But every bunch has some bad apples in it.
Hmm.
And some really good apples in it, mostly fair to middling apples.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What I would recommend is, no matter who you're renting to or renting from, is have a good contract, because ultimately good contracts make good neighbors.
I think that's the case, and it's good to have a Capuzzo too.
Hmm.
You know,
a bodyguard.
Well, Capuzzo was kind of my security guy. Most of my customers when I was selling weed were juggalos, so I hired the biggest alpha juggalo that all the other juggalos respected to be my security guy.
Is that an ICP lover? ICP is
Insane Clown Posse.
Yes, the band.
Yeah, they're kind of the modern answer to the Grateful Dead. But the great thing about hiring this guy is that all my customers loved him, so he never had to do anything. And that's what the Taoists mean when they talk about doing without doing.
Wow, nice. Sometimes Taoism is like means nothing to me. It goes in my branding and right out the other. But that one actually made sense.
Yeah, well, it takes a little thought, and it can't the problem with it is it can't be well, the first words of the Tao Te Ching are, of course, it was written in Chinese, is usually translated as "the way which can be spoken is not the true way."
Oh, I love that.
It better preserves the pun in the original Chinese if you translate it as "the way which can be weighed is not the true way."
Nice. I think that about the Bible.
While you're expounding philosophically, the Insane Clown Posse has Juggalo Weekend starts tomorrow.
They're a natural constituency for us, actually.
Us libertarians?
Yes.
I don't want to.
No, they're not libertarian for the most part. They've got their own ethic. They can be creepy, but they've got this myth that runs through the society of Juggalo Island. Okay? And Juggalo Island is someday some rich juggalo is gonna buy himself an island and all the juggalos are gonna go live there and be one big happy family. Now, how happy they would be, I don't know. You know,
I have an idea.
But the thing is, well, I mean, they've got their own way of doing things, and it works for them. And as a former deadhead, I can respect that. Sometimes, the thing about a community like that is the solutions they come up with won't necessarily work for everybody. But they don't have to, because not everybody wants to live on Juggalo Island in the first place.
If you get Mark into this band, you're about to fulfill a prophecy.
Yeah, so basically,
their newest album appears
to be the one chance
what
they have
is a goon to a goblin.
Yeah. the one thing that they have, the one chance that they have of having Juggalo Island and having their dream of being free to do it their way is anarchy. Because within anarchy, there can be pockets of whatever system you want there to be. There can be city-states. There can be juggalo islands. There can be, you know, big hunks of land with free-range deadheads on it, which I wouldn't necessarily want to live there, but I'd go hear the cover bands on the weekend. You know?
Well, that's what we've got now, Rich. We have a system in which other systems exist.
But the problem is that our system violently oppresses anybody who doesn't conform. And that is the difference. Like, the socialist, there was a socialist math professor at the University of Michigan, and I finally talked him into becoming a libertarian, not because he changed his ideals, but I convinced him that no socialist government would let him run his commune the way he wanted to run it, and we would.
Nice.
Yeah. And that's the thing. That was my whole reason that I determined that capitalism had to be the right answer. Because you can have socialism within capitalism, but you can't voluntary socialism, but you can't have capitalism within socialism.
So
because socialism is totalitarian.
Let's take down Mark's whole entire thesis and argument that he's been talking about recently. I need your help, nobody.
I haven't heard it, so.
So, Mark, basically tell him about how you think that taxation is not theft anymore.
Right. Taxation's not theft. Because
it's extortion.
Fine, extortion's a form of theft, right?
I don't know, technically. I mean, it's taking something that doesn't belong to you.
Sounds like theft.
But it sounds very much like theft.
Okay. So it's a particular form of theft, is the claim.
Mm-hmm.
So my claim would be that at some point, when you know how the system works, it no longer is theft. That something happens, right, and then you react to it, and then it happens again, and you react to it, and it happens again, you react. Pretty soon, this is just how life is.
Mm-hmm.
And our whole lives, taxation's been a thing. Let's talk about income tax to make it easy so we don't move the goalposts on each other. the United States federal government, whether by hook or crook, passes the 16th Amendment, and we have income tax in this particular polygon on the map. And as long as we choose to stay on that polygon, we are opting into that system. Now,
when did we have a choice?
When do you have a choice?
Yeah.
Today.
I mean, sure, I can go start shooting cops.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
Well, that's the only way. Because the bottom line is, no matter where I go, some government is going to show up and want to take my stuff. And at that point, I either go to prison or die.
So you would agree that less taxation is better than more taxation, right?
Answer me this. Say you chained up a woman in your basement and you raped her every day. How long would you have to do that before it wasn't rape anymore?
Yeah, Mark.
It wouldn't be rape if she could leave.
What if she said?
Right? Like,
Mark,
if she's
that's
like,
not true.
This is my basement! It's mine! Right? And then I come and do whatever weird-ass thing I do, and I show her, here's the deed. This is the price of the basement. And she's like, no! No, it's mine! And I say, well, then there's the door, Missy.
That
and she says,
get the house
I'm not leaving. It's you that sucks. And I do suck if I do that kind of thing.
Well, true. But, you see, what you're missing out is some kind of moral equivalent of the Lockean proviso. Do you know what the Lockean proviso is?
I read, what is Locke's book? Yeah,
Second Treatise on Government, which I assume his other book was the First Treatise on Government, but I haven't read that one. But chapter 5 of the second treatise on government, he goes over homesteading rights, okay? And he says that basically, although the earth as a whole is the property of all mankind, okay? It is the right.
I don't know how that works, but all right.
Well, basically, for him, it was a God thing. For me, it's a nature thing. It comes down to the fact that I have a right to exist, and having a right to exist implies that I have a right to exist somewhere, because you can't exist nowhere, even if you're nobody. And then the other thing is, if I did not have a right to a place to exist, someone else would have to have a greater right to every place on earth. And I don't know how they could prosecute that offense.
Mark believes that it is rightful and, in fact, that the United States owns the entire landmass known as the United States, and I disagree.
Well, they certainly didn't homestead it, but the...
Well, they kind of did.
And well, no, because...
They're not a person.
Well,
that's what it comes down to.
But they are a group of people. Wait, let me tell you a little bit more about... An accusation has been made!
The same person...
Wait,
group of people from back then can't impose something on their children or their children's
sure
children.
They can.
No, they can't. So, that's never been a fact to contracts.
Hold on.
Okay.
So... We know that groups of people can own things, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we would call a private city. You and I, Bonnie, we could go out and buy a car together. We don't have to be married to do it. We could just buy a car together. And then you have it on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I have it on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday we split it.
Did you force her into that contract, or did she consent to it?
I'm trying to make an explanation that group ownership exists. And then we could say, look, we're going to give this car to whomever. But you're only allowed to buy gas from Shell. I think that's one of the gas companies.
Yeah.
And if they take the deal, they have to only buy gas from Shell. Now, that's our right. We didn't have to sell that car, and they didn't have to buy it. So I think this is one of the problems, is that deed writers is what they call that. In the case of a car, it's a title, but whatever. A deed writer will pile up, and people can say a bunch of crazy things. Generally, they don't do that stuff, but that's the that would be the premise that I would make.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but
well, here's my answer to that, and it. I think it's kind of on the nose. So basically, Locke said that that although every human has a right to part of the earth, a person nonetheless has the right to appropriate for his own private use a piece of the earth. Okay, and this is necessary for things like farming. You can't farm if just anybody can go wandering through your fields playing with their flamethrower.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have to be able to do that. And he said, now how can you justify that? And his justification was that a man could morally appropriate to his own use a certain amount of land so long as much and as good remains for others to do the same. Now,
sure.
What we've got in the United States is 545 people have claimed ownership of the entire United States. And I'll tell you how I arrived at that number. There's 435 members of Congress. There's one president. There's 9 people on the Supreme Court. And there are 100 senators.
Yeah.
So that comes to 545. So they claim to own the entire landmass of the United States and all 320 million people who live there. They claim as slaves, as chattel, simply by virtue of their existing in the same country. And I say that is a pile of manure.
Okay.
I'm glad I didn't have to dump you.
I'm glad you didn't.
Thank goodness he didn't. Right. So, the United States has been in existence for 250 years. Now, I don't know what the period of time is that I don't have to return property to someone who has had it stolen from them. But let's concede that much of the property that exists currently, the real estate and that sort of thing, has been stolen at some point. Now, as a matter of fact, I've got a gold tooth in my mouth, and that gold tooth probably has a single atom of the gold that was in Solomon's, treasure
room. The Ark of the Covenant? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
you know, gold doesn't tend to come around and say,
I demand my gold.
603-283-6160. If you're calling on the phone, I'll try to get to your to go screen your calls during the break. Don't go anywhere. More Free Talk Live is coming up. 603-283-6160.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Multiple federal agencies are currently conducting investigations to ascertain whether Thursday's cell phone outages came from technical glitches or were part of a cyber attack. According to ABC News, among the agencies involved in determining the cause are the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Mortgage rates have climbed for a third consecutive week. According to Freddie Mac's data, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.9% this week, marking an increase from just under 6.8% the previous week. A storm is anticipated to impact the Northeast, bringing rain and potential snowfall. Meteorologists predict that the system, which crossed the Midwest on Thursday, will progress eastward throughout Friday. While the East Coast is projected to receive primarily rain, northern New England may experience some significant snowfall. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Control and 603-283-6160 is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. And I would like to thank Millimer, not sure exactly how to say that name. Millimer is in Amplifier with us, and that means that Millimer joined the AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. And you can visit that link if you'd like to learn more about the Amplifier program. That means that Millenber is helping to advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. And I would just like to thank them so much for being a member with us. And you can learn more at amps.freetalklive.com. With you tonight on Free Talk Live in the studio, you've got me, Bonnie.
Nobody.
Wait, I think I had you muted.
Ah, that's nobody could hear me.
That nobody.
Sorry, I mixed up which camera you were on. Okay, and we also have remotely.
This is a microphone.
Yeah.
Mark in Florida.
So let's go straight to the phones. I think we have Skeeter on the line. Skeeter in California, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Mark's correct on both points. First, taxation isn't theft. And
how do you feel, Mark?
Have a right to land.
Huh?
I'd like to take credit for him agreeing with a lot of the arguments that he
made. It has nothing to do with you. Mark wants to be a dictator on an island, so he is coming up with his excuses.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Lockean proviso allows that, provided you don't try and claim the whole damn world, which is what this tiny cabal of masters has done.
No, that's not what the Lockean proviso says. I think libertarianism translates it is that you have to homestead, you have to protect it, which is a valid form of homesteading, which national defense does. It's not a group of
National defense only defends the group of slave owners on their slaves. That's what national defense means.
They're not slave owners when you can leave, right? You can seastead. Even.
Well, for one thing, if I leave, they don't release their claim on me. They still claim the right to rob me blind if I leave the country because I've finally had my fill of abuse from these rat bastards.
No,
it's a very good point. I'll address it once Skeeter's off the air.
Okay. Skeeter, do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, renunciation relieves you the duty of paying taxes.
I have no duty to pay taxes. If you want me to pay for the murder of a million Iraqis, you need to give me a good reason they need to be killed and why it's in my interest to pay for it.
You can't associate yourself with the people that support the system by trading with them. That's what you're doing, even though you don't.
I can trade with anybody I want to trade with, and it has absolutely no effect on my moral status.
It doesn't make any sense to act like that is the same thing as signing a contract saying that you will pay money to these people. It's like people act like contracts exist implicitly, like that nobody living in a place is implicitly agreeing to things that are very explicit.
And that's exactly what Spooner points out when he says that government is in reality formed by the few, and they simply assume the consent of all others when no such consent has been given or even requested.
Mark has explained the conditions of an explicit contract. The rules are known. You're allowed to leave.
And go where?
Keep accepting the public goods that they provide by staying here. You acquired whatever land you are on now through the system. The system liberated that land. They protect that land with nothing.
I don't own the land
that
I'm on now.
Why did they liberate it? What is that even supposed to mean?
The guise of natural born citizenship.
Well, a citizen is someone who owes a duty of allegiance in return for a duty of protection.
Right.
And the Supreme Court has ruled repeatedly that the government has no obligation to protect me.
No.
Therefore, I am not a citizen.
Yes. That is actually the case. So if he's going to say that's not the case, what do you have to
say
to that?
He can say it.
What do you have to say to
that,
Skeeter?
Faith interpretation of that law.
It's not a law.
They have a duty to protect you. It's just that you cannot sue. They're not liable for anything that happens to any particular citizen.
They don't have a duty to actually protect you, Skeeter. If you've ever looked into it at all, the cops do not actually have to act on your behalf. Even if they're watching you get murdered or they have the ability to prevent it, they don't have to do that.
And you know what another word for duty is? Liability.
Why do you just talk through other people talking, Skeeter? Like, obviously you're not internalizing anything. You already have a stupid opinion. You're stupid, and you don't actually want to change your mind. It's like, do you want to have a conversation, or do you want to yell autistically at us?
I do. I just can't debate two people at a time when two people are taking two-thirds of the time. That's not fair.
It is fair because people are taking two-thirds out of three.
That seems reasonable.
You opted into this system by making a phone call.
Right.
No, but if you guys have intellectual integrity, that's all I'm saying.
So you're not going to answer what I said about the cops? That is the definition of not having duty to respond to, protect you.
It's not that they're not going to protect you. It's just that they can't.
It's not that they're not going to either.
That happens if they fail to.
Not just that.
They've protected me twice, and both times they did it by throwing me in prison. And I can do without any further protection from these rat bastards.
They're protecting you. You're taking for granted the fact that you're not in Ukraine's or Taiwan's position where you're shaking your boots, worried about being invaded. And
I got invaded 2 years ago. They drove a tank into my house. And guess what? The Ukrainians didn't show up to help.
Yeah.
Because you violated the laws set forth that you know are you're breaking.
Rightful liberty is unlimited action according to your will, bounded only by the equal rights of others. I do not add within the limits of the law, because the law is often but the tyrant's will, and always so when it violates the rights of the individual.
And before, before you respond to what he just said, let me tell you, I was never accused of anything, and I had the exact same thing happen to me that happened to nobody. My house was invaded. My dog's life was threatened. I had to walk in glass. I was told to go outside naked. Like, if you don't know all that story, you can go to thecrypto6.com. But you could make the stupid argument that's stupid, that nobody, quote, broke the law, and that's why they invaded his house. But what do you have to say to me and Matt Roach?
Well, I just made a law saying I can kill you anytime I want to. So you're toast.
Can I respond?
Yeah, yes. Go ahead and respond.
Oh, and then can I ask you, Bonnie, in Antapistan, if I'm living in my mom's basement, can I break her rules?
Did you not ask? That's not answering my question. I didn't break a rule.
It's analogous, right?
No, it's not, because I was never accused of a crime. Do you even know what you're talking about before, like, making a statement about it? Nobody was accused of crime, yes. That doesn't make what
I wasn't accused of a crime. I was accused of doing something the banks didn't like.
Yeah, right, but so you could make that dumb argument to nobody, but you'd be wrong. But how the heck can you say it's fine that my house was invaded and my sleep was disrupted and my feet were cut up with glass?
I don't know the particulars of what happened.
I was not accused of a crime, but I was held for 2 hours in a police cruiser with glass in my feet because they made me walk into glass and put boots on that were filled with glass. You can go to thecrypto6.com. Maybe you shouldn't make statements about stuff that you don't know what you're talking about. People get killed in raids that have nothing to do with them. What?
Like, for instance, you have recourse if they broke your constitutional rights.
Yeah, we can take them to court and be told they're immune.
Right.
Can you tell me where I can find a lawyer that'll do this, Skeeter? Because I'd love to.
So I don't know. I don't even know what she's referring to. I don't know what happened.
Then you shouldn't talk about it. That's the thing. Like you said, you did already bring it up. No, or you acted like you knew about it. Nobody said that they invaded his house, and you said...
I'm talking in general about the laws of the nation. I'm not talking about...
And I'm just telling you, it doesn't have to be particularly about me, but sometimes somebody breaks a law, and somebody who's not involved at all is in that house, and they might even have the wrong address, and the government will invade their house and threaten to kill them, and sometimes actually kill them.
They're liable. Well, I think they're liable to some extent, but
nope.
If you don't like the laws, it's there, right? It's there for you to research and know, right? If they break laws, they're liable. They pay
so out. So basically, slavery is okay so long as you put it in a book.
And it's not necessarily there for me to know. There's nothing written down anywhere that I could have looked up and been like, oh, at any point they can invade my house if...
Well, the jury found Ian guilty because he knew the law. That was part of the whole thing. It's like, he knows the law because he's trying to break it. What?
I feel like we're just kind of, at this point...
We
I
could call sadistic equine necrophilia, but that would be beating a dead horse.
I have nothing else really to say to Skeeter because I feel like he's just... He always talks about stuff that he doesn't know what he's talking about, but I feel like Mark had a point he wanted to make about something that Skeeter had to say when he was gone. Thank you for the call, Skeeter. What'd you have to say about it, Mark?
I guess I should have written that down, Rich, whatever it was that... Oh, I was making the... He was making the point about tax and having to pay outside the United States. I'm not going to defend that. I'm not. Like, there is no defense for the United States government claiming the fruits of the labor of someone who is outside of its jurisdiction. But I will say this, most governments don't do it. So it's different to say the United States federal government. So, like, this is sort of one aspect that I would prefer not to argue. I will make this point, though. Income tax, specifically on income, not on interest and dividends, not on capital gains, not on probably other stuff, Social Security. I think you have to make more than $125,000 per year for a single individual for the income tax to kick in.
Oh, good God, no. It's more like 20.
No, the outside of the United States.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's a point to be made, but most people don't care because it only affects what they call rich people. So there you go.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, the income tax to me is one of the most egregious taxes, because basically what it's saying is, if you won't pay for us to commit our mass murder sprees, we're going to starve you to death by forbidding you to work, or we'll throw you in prison and torture you to death.
I don't like it. There's nothing I like about
it. That's what I'm saying. You don't like having an atomic bomb dropped on you. It's just, good God.
There's no atomic bombs falling in Central America, and the ticket is $89, Rich.
And yet, I then go down and become the property of another government.
Not really.
Yeah. Getting to be a different master doesn't make you less of a slave.
Isn't it the case, Mark, that you are still now the property of the Honduran government? It's just that they kind of leave you alone, so who cares? That's your argument, right? Or is it that it's just a different system altogether and you're not their property?
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying that if they leave me alone, it doesn't matter that they leave me alone because they might not leave me alone.
I'm asking.
Might not leave me alone, in which case I could leave.
Like if one day the United States government...
As soon as somebody tells me they reserve the right to murder me, there's no guarantee I won't kill them in their sleep to make sure that doesn't happen.
Rich, I got no problems with revolution. That's the game the government plays. The government got into the business of shooting the last people so that they could take it over. I don't have a problem with it. But
you don't have
what
a problem
I'm saying is that at some point you opt in by staying.
I think that being against violence means that you have no other recourse, because I don't want to kill Joe Biden, and so
I
what am I supposed
do,
to
but...
do? I am against violence even if I would be in the right. It's still violence to me, and I don't want that on my eternal soul's consciousness.
I don't want the violence either. I feel the same way. That's why I left. Now, personally, the reason I left was this. I don't want to pay income tax to an organization that is going to drop million-dollar bombs on $10 tents. And if I go and pay tax in some other place, some other jurisdiction, they might be corrupt and they might be nepotistic, but they're
but
not
they get cheaper
just
bombs.
Killing people. Well, they can't even keep a plane flying, the Honduran military.
You don't need one. You can throw bombs by hand.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Colombian president, he is a murderer, like an actual murderer. Like it's known. That's
every
crazy.
President is a murderer.
I have
Barack
to agree.
Obama fired more cruise missiles than all other Peace Prize winners combined.
Yeah. And George Bush alone was responsible for a million murders in Iraq, and people can't wrap their mind around what that really means. Well, let's look at it this way. The United States government has about 1.5 million jackbooted thugs between police and soldiers at all levels. There are 320 million Americans, so let's round that down and say that there's one jackbooted thug for every 200 Americans. Okay? That makes them 0.5%. Okay? But this 0.5% murdered 1 million people in Iraq alone, which is more people than the entire rest of the population. 99.5% will kill over the course of the next 60 years if averages hold. That's frightening. I know why they want to take our guns. It's because we're not using them.
That's really crazy to think of. It's just like war is obviously just some kind of satanic ritual. Mm-hmm. Satanic ritual, like a blood ritual.
And they didn't even prosecute that guy. They're prosecuting Trump for getting elected without a license, who was actually one of the least murderous presidents in my lifetime.
I've looked into it. I got a chance to look at the sort of like how many bombs were dropped from drones under Trump, and it actually went up under Trump. Now, we don't know if they fell on people, but what Trump did was sort of say, look, I don't want to deal with this. I don't like the killing thing. I'm going to leave it to you generals. And I still think that makes him responsible. Again, if I had to pick between the two crooked old perverts, and I sold my vote for a tax break, and I'm happy for it, but the basically I would take Trump, you know, if I had to make a choice. But I just want to make that clear, Rich.
I mean, there is a way that you could that you could have a system very similar to this, and all you would have to do is pay the dissenters until they say, okay, fine.
You know, one thing that I think of, though, on the same subject but different, is I don't know that I would call George Bush a murderer for all of those millions. I think that the people who did it are the murderers, and he is a disgusting manipulator and a freak. George Bush has obviously done something wrong, but I don't know what it is. He didn't personally murder the people, and the people like the, you know, the military members who went to Iraq are murderers. They, and the ones that murdered people are murderers. So I just, I don't know what I would call George Bush, but I, unless I know that he's murdered someone, I don't want to call him a murderer, and it's been this topic on my mind recently.
Bobby Searle of the, I think I'm pronouncing his name right, of the Black Panthers made the comment that a cop is just a gun in the hand of the system. So, to me, the fact that the weapon George Bush chose was a psychopathic soldier or a psychopathic general or some other nutcase doesn't relieve him of responsibility for the act because he commanded it and
but
he did
like
cause it to happen.
A gun couldn't fire on its own, so it is a human being. You can't just take away the freakish military member, psychopath, mindless drone. You can't take away his ability to act on his own. Like, he did that.
Yeah, well, criminal liability is generally considered, and this is true under common law also, the words that they use are joint and several. Okay, so basically, if you and I moved into an apartment, which, you know, obviously not going to happen. But
in the ghetto of Keene, in the second most ghetto of Keene.
In the Keene ghetto, and we were both on the lease, and we failed to pay the rent, and we left owing them $2,000. That debt is joint and several. That means that it can be, they could collect $2,000 from one of us. Maybe one of us has $2,000 and the other one doesn't have anything. They could collect $1,000 from each of us. But basically the liability exists for both. The fact that I consider George Bush to be a murderer, or at the very least conspiracy to commit murder, might be what he would be charged with, but under the modern system. But that's effectively charging him with murder, because generally the penalties for conspiracy to do a thing are the same as the penalties for actually doing that thing. You know, it's at that point you're kind of getting into minutia, so I'm probably not gonna argue that hard. But even so, the fact that the one half of 1% that committed more murders than the other 99.5% will commit in 60 years is the ones, they're the ones who say we can't be trusted with firearms. That's frightening.
Yeah.
Because as my Rasta friend used to say, when crazy white people tell you don't need a gun, you need a gun.
I would definitely agree with that. No matter what race they are.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't limit it to.
It's funny that
to
way.
Race. But it's funnier what the way he says it.
Yeah.
And from his perspective, I can certainly understand. I mean, if I'd run into Malcolm X before before he went to Mecca and he had his transformation, he's still calling white people white devils. And he said, I hate your kind, white devils. I would have kind of had to say, well, I can see why you would.
Well, white devil Mark, are you going to allow guns if you get full control of your island?
Well, I'm never going to get full control of this island. It's not even my goal.
Okay.
However, what I would say is that I prefer to live in places where a gun isn't necessary.
Hmm.
Now, I think everybody should have them in their home, and I think that makes for basically a militia. But carrying them around while you're wearing a Hawaiian shirt, what is this, Magnum P.I.? Come on, guys.
I kind of like it. It makes me feel safe when there's a bunch of people.
I like the big mustache that he's got. But that's
no. See, I'm a great believer in open carry, and it's not the tactically it's not the safest thing to do, because the risk in open carry is if you're in the bank and you're open carrying and somebody's really dedicated to the proposition he's going to rob that bank right now, then what he does is he walks up behind you and caps you in the back of the head before you know what's going on.
Right, that's what's scary.
And then, but the thing is, I was willing to take that risk because it was important to me to be an ambassador specifically because our right is under threat.
That's one thing I like about the people that open carry. I wouldn't do it because, for one thing, I find myself too... I don't know what to say. It's not airheaded. It's that I am too... I'm too distracted. I'm too, like, ADHD to be walking around with a gun at all. So I don't want to walk around with a gun, but I like it when I see people that are very well trained and stuff walking around with a gun. Like, it makes me feel safer. And there are definitely, like, blue-haired crazies out there that will freak out and say they feel unsafe if they see it. Well, that just means you should carry a gun, too, lady, you know?
One of my favorite experiences when I was open carrying was in Manchester, and I open carried everywhere I went. I carried a 357 on my hip. I think one person told me not to come back, and that's how I teased that story.
Yeah, I was gonna say you should finish that story. More Free Talk Live coming up. 603-283-6160 is the phone number here if you would like to get in on the conversation with Mark Nobody and me, Bonnie. 603-283-6160.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.